All right, let's go. We're learning over here today, new Masechta with the Holy Rebbe, Harav Dr. Colonel Yitzchok Ariel Shlita, otherwise known as Hoy Ariel. Marais Negoim Shnaim Shehein Arba. There are Marais Negoim, which are two, which are four. It is Baharis Aza, Kashalek, Shnila Kisira Hechel. Okay, the first is going to be a Baharis Aza, strong Baharis, it's going to be snow. The second one is going to be Kesira Hechel, the lime of the wall. The Haseis is Kikrum Beitza. The Krum, what's the Krum? The Krum means what? It means the yolk, I mean the white? Or it means, something like else?
Membrane, no? Isn't it the membrane?
We have, a warning over here. USB accessories disable and plug the accessory into too much power to enable these devices. What's Tazukhta? Nothing, forget about it. Turn on original sound. Okay. Okay, you can hear me now good? Better now?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Marais Negoyim, Shnaim Shem Arba Beheris, Aza is a strong Beheris. That's Kashelek Snow. Shniela is Kisid. Hahechel. Yeah, Se'ace. And what is Se'ace? Kikrum Beitza. It's like the white of an egg. Shniela, the second one is Kitsemer Lovan. Divir Meir. I have no idea what this means. Let's see the Rav. Maris Negoyim Kisive Bikra Behedya. The Maris Negoyim that says Shnaim. It says in the two words. Seis and Heris. The two words. Two words the same in the Torah explicitly. A Seis and a Beheris. Shein Arba. Yesh Lucha L'Rabbis Oid Shnaim Achedim Deloik Sive Bikra. You can add another two that it does not say in the Pasek. Vehein though, these are Toilado the Seis Vitalad the Beheris. The Marabin Lami Sapachas. Shehein Sapachas. Sapachas means an adjunct. An adjunct, Shem Nega Ella Loshen Tefela.
Sapachas means an adjunct. I thought Sapachas means it means a boil, no?
A what?
Doesn't Sapachas mean a boil? No, I'm getting confused.
Shchin. Shchin is a boil.
So that's Sapachas.
It means an adjunct. Sapachas means an adjunct.
Like an adjunct professor?
Right. Exactly. Exactly, an adjunct professor, exactly. Okay, so we have over here an adjunct. So Shane Arbo, Shane Chagor, Oich Naim, Rachim, the Loixi Bikrov, and Hatola does the Seis. Vitolada did the Beheris. The Marbin Lami Misapachas. Shane Sapachas, Shane Nega. The word Sapachas is not the name of a Nega. Ela, all it means is Lashain Tfela. A Tafel. The Chedo Emer, Sifacheni no El Achas Akunas. Add me. Add me, sifachena, attach me. I'm losing my voice, it seems. I'm losing my life. The medibor, the koyach medibor. I feel like my voice is being weakened. Vaita, sifachena, no alachas hakunais, vihitu lakos of sapachas bein seis lebaheres. The Torah cast the sapachas between the seis and lebaheres. Lemelucha sheesh, chod sheesh, telodod le seis, vihish telod lebaheres. There is a Tolada la Seis and a Tolada la Beheris. Okay, good. So far there are two in the Torah, there are two they're going to be now. Beheris Azab Kashelek. Levana Beyois is very, very white. The Siv Imaheris Levana Hihi, Levana Vein Lamala Men Levana. That's the ultimate Levana Shelek. Im Yuchatun Kashonim Kasheleg Yalbinu. Okay, that's the ultimate cleansing. The ultimate cleansing is Shelek. I remember once hearing this, that Sheleg is to cold what Oshon is to heat. Fire. Just like when there's a fire, there's residue, there is smoke. Sheleg is the Zelbezach, is Sheleg is the contrast to Oshon.
Is that, let me think for a second.
In the oil of machshava, the contrast that shows is the spitz. Vaita se'etz is kikum beitza. What's se'etz? Kum beitza. The savar haitan. The ain se'etz el lishon goiva. Se'etz arrogance. V'chein oimer al kol ha goiva ois ha nisa ois. V'ein lecho keya belavonis b'chol arba maris kikum beitza. There's no one that there's no keya. Keya means a weakness. Bale Vonius, b'chol arba maros kikum beitzel. Therefore, who goya yois and mikul mitzhayer. Kemari tzel gavoya min hachama. Like the mari of tzel is gavoya min hachama. Say, what does it mean gavoya? What does it mean keya? It means weak.
Lighter, maybe.
All right.
Lighter.
Lighter.
Shnia la kitzemer lavan. The second one is kitzemer lavan, who as this very strong bal bil the nu nisoy. Yoiser misid ha-hechol shehi toiloda de baharis. Mishum diya makros se'eis levona le'inyin mai kai rachmana levona al-karach le'toiloda sa shehi levona yoiser mi toiloda de baharis. Se'eis kitzemer lovon. Se'eis is tzemer lovon. Rabbanin savri shtei marois azois. Shein sheleg v'tzemer lovon. They are two very strong. There are two azois, marois azois with sheleg. Snow, the tzemer lavan, white wool, hein l'shnei oves, baheres useis, u'shnei maris keois mehen, shein tzida hechel, u'krum beitza, hein toilodos, hein toilodo gedoel l'gadol, tahainu tzida hechel, the tzida hechel goes l'baheres, shu av gadol, v'toilodo l'gatan l'kadon, tahainu krum beitza l'seis, shu kadon l'baheres. Venafkin biblical side rabban, nafkumina biblical side rabban, ratanakambal in serif. What's the serif? The chatsi gris me av the chatsi gris mitolodo, di day, mistarfinan. The chenchne ovis, se ace of the heres, mistarfinan. Did ashinan, vahoyova or bisorelinega, malamicha mistarfinan zemze, middle civ hoyo, the like civ hoyu. As they call hanugoim echod, e avol, stehatolodois, but two toilodois, ein mitstarfois. The tilod the beheres him, Mr. Evers, and tilod the seis for the loy koi, the hoya, ella, as seis, the beheres, to sit the head. Veloyata la, the is the also miruba mirubay, mirubaya, the hash, the tanakamba, sheleg, ukumbeza, mitzafina. Sheleg, ukumbeza is going to be mitzoref. Sheleg with some lovon in mistarfin. Well, the rabbon and sheleg with some mitzarfina, and the sheleg with some mitzarfin, lachacham. So the love Naki shall kevish ben yomer lachar shirachatzuso v'nisladim. Okay, let's look at the diagram. Diagram is very good over here, I think. Let's see the diagram. Diagram is mispar. Mem stach is mispar. That's what it stands for, mispar. This is very important. Here it is. See, this is very important over here. This is a very good diagram. We have the mari nega. This is a very good diagram. And the mari nega over here is showing us. Is showing us the Mari Nega. Azo kasheleg. We have it's the strongest is snow.
Bright
like snow. So therefore, this is according to a mayor, this is called a Baharis. This is a Baharis. Good. Everyone agrees. There's no one that disagrees with that principle. Now Tzemer Lavan, white wool. This is. Now, in the parentheses, he writes over Shneni Bibihire. So he writes over here. So he's saying over here, everyone agrees, it seems over here, that the order on the right side, this is the order of brightness. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much pain do you have today? On a scale of 1 to 4, how bright is the white spot? Doctor, right? Go to a doctor. 1 to 10. So you go to the Kohen. Tell me, sir, on a scale of 1 to 4, how bright is the dot? You call the Kohen. I have tzaras.
Yes,
I am tzaras. Does Biden give you a special stint, this special program from the government? If you have tzaras, you get benefits. We'll all go on tzaras.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Aza kasheleg, that's the starkest. Tzemer lovin is wool is the second. Kisira hechel lime of the wool is three. Kukrum beit is number four. Now, even though these are the mitzis of what they all are. Over here we have Machlokes, Rabbi Meir Necham, exactly what are they? So according to Rabbi Meir, Baharis is a Baharis. Everyone agrees that Azak Hashalik is Baharis. What about Tzemer Lavan?
The seven that's as bright as possible, that's considered an Af.
Af, exactly. Now what about, they have Baharis, Baharis and Se'es are the others. Then they're the Tolodas. The Tolodas are the told of Baharis and told of Se'es. Now, what is Kitzemer Lavan? Wool. So according to the Rameir, it's Toilodo de Seis. So he's dropping down. According to the Chachamim, it's interesting. According to the Chachamim, according to the Rameir, according to a mayor, the avos of the Torah are the two extremes. It's like Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin over here. We have Mamash, Sugi Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, Shimush Rabba, Raivid, Raivid Tfilin.
Right.
But yeah, over here, you have the four parashiyos, the Azah, it's written in the Torah, the Seid of the Torah is Sheleg, Tzemer, Seid, and Krum. But yet, the way you put the way you put them on the chart, in the boxes, it depends. If you're from the Shimush Rabba, if you're from the Ravid, or you're from the Rashi, or Beinu Tam, we put them in the boxes differently. According to the Sheet of the Chacham, it's very simple. You have over here by Harris and Seis, I like the Chacham. The Chacham is very straightforward. The Chacham is, by Harris is the Gresta, the Tzveit is the Seis, then we go the Toilad of by Harris, and the Toilad of Seis. According to a mayor, we do the Beharis and the Seis are the two extremes. And the Toilada of Seis is going to be the second. That's very strange. Why would you do that? And the Toilada of the Toilada of Aharis is going to be the third. Yeah. That's what comes out. Very interesting. Okay. Now, on the left side, Mashmois Machlekis, Kesheleg im Tzemer Lavan, when you have Sheleg together with Tzemer Lavan, literally mayor, according to a mayor, Loi Mistafinan, Lichagris. Because you only can be mitzarif two avos or an av v'toilada didei, but you cannot be mitzarif two toiladas. Sheleg im krum beitza. What about sheleg snow with krum beitza? Le Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir, mitzarfim. According to Rebbe Meir, we have sheleg with krum beitza. Okay, so according to Rabbi Meir, mitzarfinan, ulecham loy mitzarfinan. All right, pretty good. If not for this chart, I wouldn't understand anything. The Rav also was pretty. Let's see the Hagdama. Let's see now the Hagdama will give us some more be'ur on this very difficult Mishnah. I'm afraid, I think we're going to be in for a real ride over here. It's going to be really hard. This Masech is going to be a real, real to-do over here. All right.
No pictures.
And there's a lot of Ikim Farshim here. It looks like we're looking for a big ride of it. Let's hack them all. Aleph. Perkeinim olamid es minei hamaris negoyim hashoinim sheva sheva adam. The yezman riyasim. Hack them all. Mishnah seine pesechas b'teur arba'o maris negoyim sheva or habasar. Nimber Torah. Adam ki yiye b'or b'saroi. Se'e soy sapachas oy b'heres. It's the word sapachas.
I don't lean it too often.
I don't think... I'm not so sure they like my leaning there. I'm not so sure. I'm not exactly Mr. Charming, you know? I'm not exactly Prince Charming. Weiter.
You are fine. Just as long as you remember to sacrifice. What is it?
Sacrifice accuracy for speed. That's the ego. The ego should be called him. Zrizus. I have to go to a Kiddush today. I'm very tired. Pinchas very much wants, you know, I said to him, Pinchas, come on. Don't talk about Kiddush. Don't talk. Just say, you're not interested. Let's get this over with. Say it as it is. Weiter. He's a good guy, Pinchas. He's a good guy. He's a very good person. I like him, Pinchas. He screams at you. He smacks you. Right. Hagdama Mishnah Seinu Basechas. Now they're on the farm. You know where the farm is?
Where is it?
They have a farm. They own. Yeshiva owns horses. They bought horses.
Yeah, yeah. That used to be for the girls.
What?
The girls used to have the ranch for girls that were, shall we say, wayward girls. They took them to the ranch. It was called the ranch.
They called it the farm, and they bought horses. They actually own horses. He told me they had to give them back. I said, well, they were too wild, some of the horses. So I said, it's like Bachrim, it's like Yeshiva Bachrim. You buy them in Yeshiva, and in case they're too wild, you get rid of them. You send them back. Akdama. Mishnah Seinu Pasechas B'Teir Haba Arba Maris Nukayim Shabir Or Habasa Neimar B'Teir Adam Kiyeh Bar B'Sarai Sistas Habachas Ebeheres Baharis us ace hinam shne ovis negoim, visapacha sakavona lamare tofel. Vinif vinispach. The word nispach means it is a subordinate. It is a subordinate. It's a toiloda. A toiloda. It is an adjunct. Adjunct. L'chol echad meha avais, v'hu told echad meha avais, v'hu told us v'heris tol seis, l'fi Rambam l'mishnah, v'zeh seide li lav ni nus, and the following is the order of their whiteness, mimal l'male, azo kashelek, kitzemer lavan is wool, white wool, kisid hechol, kikrim beitza. Everyone agrees the order is the same. The question over here is, how are we going to break it up? Div Rebbe Meir. Harav kosav shenafgamina bibluksayu linyan tserf lishiur gris. U Mishnah Gimel hevi das harambam. And we get to Mishnah Ulam the Rambam, shaposach shakal arba hamaris mitzdarf mitzdarf mitzdarf, he disagrees. The Rambam holds no such thing. He disagrees with the Rav, and the Rambam holds that all four are indeed going to combine. The imkein mashmois dorsh, the dorsh and ikab, and according to the Rambam, the only nafgamina between the different mitzvahs is the hayidarshan. Rabbi Meir, Svirle, Shabez, Ovois, Shizgirosom, Toira, Beferush, Heno Azar, Beyoiser, Vehakea Beyoiser. When the Torah tells you the two, Se'es Usapachas, is it the most bright and the second bright? Hitl Milas Sapachas Beneyem, Mishum Shabez Marois, Hanoisophis, Hain Marois, Mimutsois, Ben Aloiven, Ayoiser Haaz. Between the loyven hayoyser as ubein a loyven hayoyser namuch, rabbanon tzviu lehu shekamoyshe bevaher bevaheres ha'av as yoyser mit herlada. The rabbanon hold that just when it comes to the beheres, the av that's as yoyser mit herlada hachinam b'seisa av as yoyser mit herlada. The mishnah chorin kosaf because it's not a darshan hayidarshan.
So the order according to the Chachamim is the Av and the Tolda, the Av and the Tolda, and according to Rav Meir, it's just the two Avos, right? The Av and the Tolda. But are they saying the picture we have for the Chachamim is that
when it says in the Torah the word, when it says in the Torah the word, the Torah says two words. It says Se'es, it says Se'es Usapachas. How do you translate those two words? That's a bach. I'm sorry. It says in the pasuk, "Baheres se'es." Wait, what are the words? What's the pasuk? The pasuk is se'es oy sapachas oybet. So we have two words. The word sapachas omit. That's an adjunct. So the two it's se'es and baheres. According to the chachamim, se'es means a baheres. I'm sorry. According to the chachamim, Se'es means, it means, when it says se'es, that's the second one. We're only the Ovis. According to the Chachamim, we're discussing, and the Torah says the two main words, it means the two brightest spots. And then in the middle, it's the Toilod of each one.
Yeah. So the Torah...
And according to Rameh, when the Torah says the word se'es and sapachas,
it's the two extremes.
It's the two extremes, right, two extremes. And then the sapachas mean the middle. So what are the two? So therefore, according to them, the se'es is going to be the krim beitza. There's a major machlokes between them as to how to translate the words in the Torah. When the Torah says these two words, se'es and baheres, how do you translate those words? Is a machlekes. Now, the machlekes is the translation of those two words to mean snow and wool, or is the translation to be snow and eggs? Mm. That's the machlekes. Then when it says sapachas, sapachas will fill in the other two. Two more to fill in whatever you're missing. Okay, so let's go back to the divrim, they come first again one more time. Divrim Rebbe Meir. Harav kosav. Shenafgaminal bipluksayul in serif lishir gris of Mishnah Gimel Hevida dasarambam, Shapas Ashkolarba Amaros mit starfin. Fine. The Chevim Kate Mashmois Darshan, Iko Benahayu, Rabbi Meir, Sviule, Shabeza Ovis, Shiskidasamatoro Befe Rishain, Eno Azubioiser, Viakia Bioiser. The hitel milas apachas beinehem mishum shebeiz maros sanos sofos hein maros mimutzois bein haloyvin ayoisa azu bein haloyvin ayoisa nomach. V'rabban and Tzvi Ulu, the Rabban hold, they disagree the whole shekemoshe beheres ha'av az yoisa mitolado hachinami b'se'eis. By the Se'es, Ho'av, Az, Yoyser, Mea Toilada. According to the Rabbanon, Nachamol, according to I'm so confused about this part. I'm lost over here, I lost the place. Rabbi Meir Svirulei. Rabbi Meir holds, Shebeis, Ho'avois, Sheskirosam, Torah, Beferush, the two Ovois, Hein, Ho'aza, B'yoyser, V'akeh, B'yoyser. Those are the ovos. V'hetel milas apachas beinehen, mishum, shebeiz marois hanoisofos hein marois mimutzois. Ah, see what he's saying? They're in the middle.
It's a logical progression. You start with...
But they're not enough. It's not enough. The weakest is enough.
Correct.
It's a very strange concept.
Right, no, I'm saying that you're starting with an av and you're ending with a tolda and everything else in the middle.
No, not according to Rabbi Meir. Not according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, the two ovos, an av is the weakest color.
All right.
The strongest color and the weakest color is an av. That goes against logic. Logically, you'll be very, I think, we'll be more comfortable with Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says the avos are the two of the strongest colors. The two of the strongest whites is the two of us. Now, Toilada has a connotation of weakness. According to Rabbi Meir, no. According to Rabbi Meir, the Av, these are the bookends. The bookends. That's called an Av. So, more like the Machlek, see this over here, this Machlek, so he really touches upon Yisoidus and Yadus. What makes you into an Av? Does it mean you're the strongest? Or does it mean you are the boundary? You are the end point. According to the Chachamim, what makes you an Av is being stark. The two strongest whites make you a supremacist. It's a white supremacist. That's really what it turns out. According to the Chachamim, the Chacham are white supremacists. The more white you are, the more you're an Av. Everyone else is just. Shop liver. According to a mayor, what makes you into an av is not to be a stark or white. If you're a gibor, if you are a bookmark, you're the beginning and you're the end. The book stops here. This is the starkest white and this is the schwacherest white. But there's nothing, it's a boundary, a gvul. Hagbalah, they are believers in the element of Hagbalah by Matan Torah. Hagbalah, these are the endpoints. And the Toilados.
But Sefer Malachi has the same Kedusha like Parshas Bereishis.
Because you're saying very good. You're saying Gval Gavart. Because this is the end. This is the codification. The codification of the 24 books of the Tanakh, it ends here. Everything else is going to be part of the Apocrypha. Not to be confused with the Apocalypse. Because the Weltanschauung of the Klal Yisrael exudes viscosity of Freon as we preserve the rabbinic refrigeration of the 21st century.
Don't forget to send a tax deductible receipt. Okay, make sure. Right. Okay. And whereas Chachamim say, no, it's just... It would just be...
So you're saying a very good word. Is that Malachi has the same status.
Yisro, right, Bereishis Yisro, Parshas Veschanan, whatever has the Ikarim. That would be the
break, the end points, right, okay. And everything else in between, that's called the Toilada. The end points. That's an amazing Yisoid. It's an amazing Chiddush. It's Chaim HaLadrush. Chaim HaLadrush,
Mishnah Charoina.
What does he say with the Mishnah Charoina? Kasav nafka mina biplugsa the tanoi. The shotzach shei baki b'chemu v'shem oisayim. You have to know the baki in them and their names. V'hashlo b'meir koyin shoymer al sei shoots getzemer lavan. According to Rabbi Meir, a koyin that says on a seis that it's wool also literally sanagoyim, because according to a mayor, you don't know what you're talking about. According to a mayor, se'es is krumbeitza. According to a mayor, so therefore this fellow, he does not pass the test. Also in a, the reason why you have to know this is if you're a kohen, you have to be able to know the paskin. Unbelievable. Okay, so let's say that we did the whole Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. We did the Mishnah. Nahol the Mishnah. Maris negoim. We have here in the Mishnah. Maris negoim shnayim. Two. Shehein arbat. Says in the Torah, se'es and baheres. Now, what are baheres aza? So now we're going now according to, right now we're doing Rabbi Meir. We are now learning the Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. And the mayor is going to say, we're not going to follow the order of colors. We're going to follow the endpoints. The endpoints are going to be the ovis, and everything in the middle together are going to be the toilados. Memela, baheres aza, kasheleg. Shniela means the second, the shnia two. This is going to be a toilada though. When it says now, shniela is going to be kesed hahechol. That's going to be
the
Tod of Se'es, according to Tod of Se'es. Okay, of Baharis.
No. Kisidahechol, Rabtu?
According to a mayor.
Yeah.
According to a mayor, it's Baharis.
Yeah, Kisidahechol is Baharis, yeah. Right.
Okay, that's Baharis. We have the strongest one is going to be, okay, fine. And then, that's the second av, kikrum beitza. Shniela, the second to it is kitsemer lavan. It doesn't mean a shniela in color. It means it's part of its team. It has the same tinge, the same hue. As some type of element. Maybe let's do the Rav again, because now I have much greater appreciation. Let's read the Rav again. Understand this much better now. Maros negayim kisivi bikra behedyas eis beheres. Shein arba yesh lechol rabbis oit shnayim machedim. The loy kisivi bikra behein toilo toldo the seis. Ve toilo the beheres. De rabbi lumi sapachas. Ein sapachas shein nega el lashon tefela. Chayin oimer sof chayin no el achas hakohunais. The hetil akas of sapachas, the pasuk cast the word sapachas, bein se'es. The hetil akas of sapachas, bein se'es libaheres. Loim lechon will tell you sheyesh telod l'se'es v'yesh telod libaheres. There is a telodah. There is a telodah la se'es and telodah libaheres. Baheres aza kashalek, levana biyoser. The Sevi Baharis Levana he Levana Vein Lamala Mimena Levana. The word he's telling you this is the ultimate white. The second one is gonna be this ace. Now fine, then he jumps down the Rav. Se ace is Kikrumbeitza. The Sava Haitana, which is number four.
Which is the other
Rav, of course. Number four. Ain't se ace goiva, height. The Hedu Emer Alkohol Hagvois lifted up. Weakness. So saying when it's high, that means it's a weakness. Somehow when it's goiva, that kind of, I don't really understand this one. There's a goiva that connotes a diminishment, a weakness. I don't know what it means either. Shniela, the second one is Kitsemer Lavan, so the Tolada of Seis is wool. Vuhu as it's strong. No, Shniela Kitsemer Lavan, Vuhu as Bilavan Nunise, Yoiser Misid Hahechel, Shu Tolada de Beheres, Bishub Yamakra, Seis Lavana. It says in the pasuk, "A se'es levana le'inyan mai kari rachmana levana al karechach le'toyladasa." When it says where levana is for the toylada, le'toyladasa shehi levana yoiser mi toylada de baheres. It's more white than the toylada baheres. Wow, it's mamash holding over here. Se'es kitzemer levana. What it says? Now we go back to the Mishnah. That's all divrei Rabbi Meir v'chachamim oimrim. V'cham se'ha se'es. They are the even that se'es, the word that says kitzemer lavan. Se'es is tzemer lavan shnila, and they hold the second one, the shnila, is kikrum beitza. What does that mean exactly? Vacham say hase'es is kitzemer lavan, wool, shnila, that's se'es. Shnila is kikrum beitza. That automatically that's going to mean is that the Sid Heichel is going to be the Shnia to the Shnia to the
Beharis.
To the snow.
Yeah. To the Azar Kashalik.
The Sid Heichel is going to be the Shnia to the snow. And the Krumbeitza is the second to the wolf. V'chacham oimrim ha-se'es. No, v'chacham say ha-se'es. The se'es is what? Kitzemer lavan. Tzemer lavan, according to the chacham, tzemer lavan, that's called se'es. That's the real se'es. That's the av. Fine. Shnila kikrim beitza. Like on the chart. Okay, writing the chacham of the rabbi one more time. Rav says se'es is going to be tzemer lavan. Rabban and Savri, shnei marois azos shehein shelik. Number one, number two, v'tzemer lavan hein l'shnei avos baheres use'es u'shnei marois keos mehen. The two weaker ones afterwards shehein sid ha'hechol u'krum beitza v'hein toladois tein toladu the gadol l'gadol tahainu sid ha'hechol. Give the sin of the Heichel, sin of the Heichel, Lebeheres, Shu Av Godol, Vitulod the Katan Lakadan, the Hainu Krubetsa Lissa Ace, Shu Kotan Bebeheres, Venafkamina Bibu Sayed Rabban Vatakabalin, Save, the Hasi Gris me Av, the Hasi Gris me to Loda, the David Starfinan, the Hainshna Avais, Ace of the Heres Misafin, the Rashin, Hoyuva Arbus Soil, Nang, Lamisham Safin, Zev Zev, Nilsa the Hoyuva likes the Hoyu. As say called Nugab Yakad, Avalstay at Haloda, is Ainimit Starfus. Did Talad the Harris and Mr. Revis and Talad says the like Siv Koy Vahoya Ella says Uba Harris. Dux the Behedia. Vloya Talados, the also may we boo ye. The Hashta, Litana, Kama, according to the Kama, Shelley Crumbates, some is different the Shelleg. Now, according to the Tana Kama, Shelleg Crumbates are Midstarfinon. Because according to Amir, those are the others. Sheleg v'tzemer no. Hashda the koyet kama sheleg snow v'kubetsa misafinan. Because those are the two always. And likewise sheleg v'tzemer lavan. But sheleg and tzemer lavan. Because tzemer lavan is not its telada. Snow and tzemer lavan ain't misafinan. Because that's not its telada. Ul rabbanon. According to Meir Snam Safino, Rabban Sheleg Vitzemer, no, they are Mitzdarfin. Sheleg Vikrum ain't Mitzdarfin. The Allah Hakichachonim. Tzemer Lovan, Tzemer Naki Shel Keves, Ben Yoimoy Leachas Sherichotsu Bimislabain. They washed and became white. So let's chazen the Mishnah one more time. Inside this Mishnah, it's a very hard Mishnah. It's a very hard Mishnah. Marois negoyim shnayim shehein arba'a, two which are four. It says in the Torah two words.
How many times do we have that opening of Mishnayis shnayim shehein arba?
We have it when it comes to shnayim arba shehein. We have by only once, only by Hilchos Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos. Anything else?
I'm trying to think. I think
Masechta Shabbos, the Ani and the Asher, Rim Bechutz, then the Meres Akasha Ovoi Satova.
How
many times? Let's ask Google. Google, how many times do we have the expression of Shanayim Shehein Arba? Google, what's up to Google? Google, what's up to? You have something to say? He says only twice we have it, it says over here. Only twice. Nope, Malcolm is not showing it to me. It doesn't want to show it to me.
Right.
Right, all right. All right, so that's the Mishnah. Let's ask the Mishnah one more time. Marois Negoim Shenayim Shehein Arba. It says in the Torah Kedosha, Se'es and Baharis. In between these two words, it says the word Sapachas, which is coming to add another two. Question over here is, how are we going to break it down? Well, first we have to know the order of the colors. There is no machloikis whatsoever as to the brightness of the colors. Everyone agrees the brightness of the colors has to be memorized. This is easy to be memorized. Everyone agrees there are four orders of colors. There's four orders. Black, brown, yellow, white. There are four orders of colors. The order is the starkest white is snow. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The second is wool. Like you go to Eichel's, you buy a wool talus cotton. The third is Sid Hegel. Go to the cemetery. They pour on the graves, Sid. And number four is the Kurum Beitza. You go into the kitchen, and there's the Kurum Beitza. Every place you have to think about, where do you want to be at every moment in time? I want to be out in the snow. Next place I want to be is in Eichel's. The next place I want to be is in the cemetery. And the fourth place I want to be is in the kitchen. Dieting is the ikkar. That's the yesod that we take away out of the Mishnah. The ikkar yesod is watch what the last thing you want to be doing is eating. No eggs. It's not good for the cholesterol. It's not good for blood pressure. It's not good for the market. It's not good for the sitra achra. It's nish good. Distance yourself. Smach bocha b'yaldusecha. Halich achar marinecha v'da k'alkol yiviach elokim b'amishpat. V'hoser kas milibecha. Weiter. So here we have four. Everyone agrees the colors. The colors are the same. Everyone agrees to the order of the colors. The shine. Everyone agrees that the Torah only says two. Say some Harris. And we have a Toilada, we have Sapachas, which comes in two more. And the order of the colors, we all agree on what the colors are. The question over here is, how are we going to take these four colors and add it into the Pasuk? So the Mishnah says, Maris Nagoyim Shem Shenarba, according to Rabbi Meir, Tanakamba, by Harris. Now, by the way, that's the second word in the Pasuk. The Pasuk starts with Se'es and Beharis. In the Pasuk, the order is first. The Mishnah is really mixing us up. It's going backwards. It says the word Baharis. Baharis Aza is Kashelik. Okay, so the Torah is starting from low to high. Baharis is Aza, even though it says in the Torah the word Seis first, and the second word is Baharis. The Torah is telling us the weaker one first and then the stronger one. So the first is Baharis Aza is Kashelik. Shnila. Go down, skip over the wool, and go to number three. Go to the Hegel, go to Eichel, go to the cemetery. Shni lakis in Hegel. The Aseis, that's the first word in the Pasuk. But yet, this is now going to be Kikrum Beitz. According to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, when it says Seis in the Torah, it's not the strongest color, it is the weakest color. It's the weakest color. The Seis is Kikrum Beitz. And what's its toilada?
It's still an av.
It's the nav. That's the end points. And what is its toilada? Shniyulak. It's a megafen. It's min. Even though it happens to be number two on the list of colors, it's going to be kitzemer love, and it's going to be wool. Divrei Meir. That's quite an elaboration over there. Okay, it's quite a bit of information. Four different colors in a certain order. The Torah mentions three words, and the first word is Se'es, then Baharis. Those are the Ikar. In between the word Sapachas, which adds more. And now when we're going to put everything in order, we're going to focus on the strongest color. We're going to the second word. We're going to work backwards. We're going to focus on the Av of Baharis is the starkest, and its Toilada on the list is going to be number three on the list of whites. And then when we come to the next Av, that's number four, that's the weakest one. And its toilad is going to be number two. That's Dira Meir. The Chum, they're much simpler. The Chum say, too confusing for me. We have four colors. One, two, three, four. The first two are the Avos, and the next two are the Toilados. And just follow the order. One, two, one, two. So it's 1A, 2A, 1B, 2B. The Torah, when it says the word Se'es, Chum say, ha Se'es. Se'es is the first word in the Torah. Se'es, lavot. It's number two. Se'es, right? Se'es number two. Se'es is lavon. That he agreed to. Lavon. Shniela kikum beitza, and its toilada is going to be. Se'es. It's kitzemer lav. That's number two, right? That's number two. And shniela is going to be number four. Ushniela kikum memel, and you fill in all the gaps. And you can now go and fill in all the gaps. And you'll fill in all the gaps. You will discover. When you fill in the gaps, you will realize that when you fill in the gap, that the first one is going to be the Beheres. Oh, I got a call over here from someone. I got to call this code back. All right, it's going to be.
I understand how it goes.
All right,
But it's interesting though that Se'es Hakomoidim, that Se'es is not the brightest color. Se'es is wool and it's
right. The first brightest one is Beheres.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
All right, Yitzhak, I really got to go. I got to have your phone. Very important. I really got to take care of these things. I got a lot of things over here. A lot of nonsense. I got a very important phone call and I got to go take care of this. All right, Yitzhak, tomorrow.
We're quitting the Mishnah. Okay, fine. Okay.
So we're done. This Mishnah we're done. Tomorrow we're doing